Hi everyone in Audio Boo Land, Darren here, and just giving you a further update on the P&O Cruises situation. As I said in my last message, we came to an agreement with P&O. They are fully reimbursing us for all financial losses, and fully compensating us for the distress that it caused and the upheaval in having to, you know, find alternative arrangements, etc., etc., etc. So that's all done and dusted. As part of their commitment to the other side of things, as in making sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again, myself and my wife Buffy are going down to Southampton on the 27th of August, and we're going for a tour of their ship Britannia, and we will be able to give them feedback about how they conduct like medical assessments, and you know, what other things they can possibly do to make a stay on a cruise ship easier. I've already started formulating a list of things that could be done to make a blind and visually impaired person's cruise more independent for themselves, so they wouldn't need to rely on sighted assistance, if at all. Maybe in certain circumstances, like in a huge dining room, you know, finding somewhere to sit, but that's something that can be done on a on an individual basis. But things like navigating your way around the ship, there are solutions that are already available. Things like tactile maps, the Apple's iBeacon system, where you can use an app to hone in on specific areas, using things like blind square or low vis guide, etc., etc., etc. That's just a quick update. If anybody has any suggestions that you would like me to pass on to P&O in terms of what you feel they could do to make the whole process easier, to make sure you get the assistance that you need, and I don't mean one-to-one guiding, that's just not going to happen, drop me an email. My email address is darren@treehouseradio.com. that's Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, at treehouseradio, all one word, treehouseradio.com. And I will certainly make a note of your any suggestions. I've already put the proposal forward for tactile maps, an app that a VI person can log into with their smartphone and see like daily events and menus and things like that, an audio map. Because I'm also aware that, you know, people don't, not everybody reads Braille and can get a feel for the layout just by Braille. So an audio map as well as an alternative. I'm also going to be floating the idea past them about using these iBeacons, which I've done a little bit of research on, and it looks really, really good. And I think, and I've said this to them, that I think if P&O were to adopt the iBeacon system, that would be an absolute game changer in terms of a blind person navigating their way around a cruise ship independently. So yeah, any other ideas, feel free to drop me an email, and I will see to it that it is included in my feedback to them. So that's it for now. Take care, and I will update you as I have more information.